episode. This is Radio Clash Show 59. It's 2006, and this is the Happy New Year show, although you know that already, since this is about a week after. So let's have a new intro tune for 2006.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite, orbiting your living room, crashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban army surplus, I'm refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Double G, straight off them killer streets of CPT, king of the beach, you're right. brothers in the lag. With Doc in the back, slipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hoods. What hood? Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love, it's California bug. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
Sup, Trey?
Locus on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
So better shape up, cause you need a man.
I need a man.
Got the up, buff.
Understand what's going on here.
Just use your imagination.
Yes, that's right.
That was a Dysfunctional DJ with you're the one that I want in the next episode. And I have such a fucking big smile about that. Cheers me up no end. Did have a slightly different intro, which was more down, and it's like, and I sort of played that and was like, no, have to have that. My name's Tim. This is Radio Clash, show 59. I hope you're all well and survived the Christmas period and the New Year period intact. Haven't lost any limbs, sanity, drugs, anything down the back of the sofa or whatever. I don't know where I'm going with that, but anyway. But I hope it all went well. I had a pretty good one, despite those of you who read my live journal blog will probably know a little bit what's been going on. I tend to put all my personal stuff on there now, and keep the Radio Clash more for kind of bootleggy stuff and ranty stuff, but more kind of pointed political ranty stuff. It's been a good. I was in Barcelona, so it was I was in Spain until the 31st. I flew back on late on the 31st, which is a weird experience, like going into Gatwick and Gatwick being totally empty. It must have been one of the last flights. That was spooky. But Barcelona was great. A lot of cool architecture, very good food, loads of treats, loads of jamon, loads of me wittering around in bathrooms. Sorry for the strangeness of the last podcast. Well, it's not strange, it's just that that was the only place I could do it, and about sort of like 4 in the morning, because literally there was nowhere else apart from maybe do it on the street. So next time, trying to get a hotel with a sort of a lounge area that's quiet and doesn't have little Twinkies playing bad 80s music all through the night, as they were. So Soundhogger did a mix on the 25th, which of course I was in Barcelona, so I didn't hear. And he did an hour mix on XFM, and it is amazing. It's very, very good mix. It just works really, really well. He mixes all kinds of tunes. I mean, mostly it's kind of like a classic sort of mix. There are mashups in there, and I'll be playing a few bits from that, the odd track and the odd excerpt from it, a couple of excerpts from it. And here's the first one, which is a mix of those of you in the UK will remember this theme tune.
Things are bad. It's a depression.
like a mother would, like I've always known somebody should, yeah. Although tomorrow it don't look that good. Well, it just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple, I'm seeing double of you. This is life, and everything's alright. I'm learning to cope with emotionless mediocrity. Day-to-day living. How can I help but be restless when everything seems so tasteless and all of the colors seem to have faded away? This is life. Everything's alright. Living life. Hold me like a mother would, like I've always known somebody should, yeah. Although tomorrow it don't look that good. Well, it just goes to show, though people say we're an unlikely couple, Doris Day. This is life, and everything's alright.
That's Eels. That's a song by Daniel Johnston, and that's Living Life. I actually bought that. I've got a massive spending spree of CDs recently. Kind of sort of an end of year thing, but also just kind of picking up stuff which is in the sales, but also stuff which I've really enjoyed in MP3. So occasionally it does happen. In the case of that one, I downloaded it. Downloaded loads of Daniel Johnston. Excuse me, and it's a brilliant. It's a brilliant CD, and sort of like it's a double pack, and you get sort of both the CDs, and you get like a sort of fold up pack, and sort of pictures of him and his illustrations, and it's really nice. I play that for all the people, Jeb, £50 note, and a few other people who've sounds like they've had a Rev Menagerie, and a few people have had a bad time this Christmas. I know my dad has. And his girlfriend over the what's happening. Yes, now I've depressed the hell out of you after it's cheering you up at the start, then depressing you. So we do both in this show. Before that was Sam from the Soundhog Rinse Mix, a mix of Jonathan Weston, the World in Action theme, which I always loved as a child. I really loved that tune. It's sort of like my dad always used to watch news programs, and I always used to think, you know, with the fast cutting and the sort of like the sort of organ on crystal meth type stuff. Well, it didn't exist then, but you know, organ on meth, you know, that sort of thing. It's really funky but serious as well. It's like organ music meets kind of like Booker T, and I always used to think it was very cool. So I love that. Of course, Network is one of my sort of. Probably would be in my top 50 favourite films. It's sort of a lot of similar things to sort of stuff that was in Pump Up the Volume, which I was talking about. A brilliant film, very sampleable. A lot of people have used it, especially I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. So I kind of like don't use it because I went through a stage of sampling it and then realising everybody on the planet had the same idea. I think Cold Cut is when I first heard it. Anything else to talk about? Not really. Oh, I'm going to play you a track by, this is a sort of a reader submission. Now, it would be a good thing if Tim had actually queued up the email and actually had bothered to actually to find out who this was. I should know. Well, it's called Tricky God. The band is Atomic Mint, and the mashup artist is Adam Rossi. I think it's a good one. Reminds me of Barcelona. Well, actually, no, Barcelona is not as cheesy as that. But anyway, that's from a great compilation, which I had previously downloaded. But what happened is I actually brought it out in Spain because it's... possible slight rant warning here. CDs are really cheap out there. I mean, not kind of like amazingly cheap, but we're talking kind of like the same we'd pay pounds here or euros, but of course the euro exchange rate means it's 1.4. So for instance, and this place was particularly cheap, it's a place which is sorry, just adjust this pop shield, 'cause it keeps popping, it's annoying. Basically it's a place which is a Discos Balados, which is quite a famous place in Barcelona, but it has like CDs there for 6 or 8 euros, which is, like £3 or £4, or, you know, for about £6, or you do the math anyway. You know, it's basically like 30-40% off. And it's like, it shows you how much we're being overcharged for CDs in the UK. It's just stupid. I mean, if the mainstream CDs, I mean, these were kind of like the Devo I bought, and I bought some B-52s, and I bought the Spanish Bizarro, which is that track was off, a track called... well, it's by Michelin. I think it's literally a Michelin advert. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish. But considering the cover that's showing the graphic, it actually has the Michelin man on it. I think it is Michelin. And it's called Anuncio. I think that just means listen, but I might be wrong. I'm sure loads of Spanish people will write in and say, no! That is Spanish rather than Catalan. And apparently there's a night in Spain called Spanish Bizarro, which I'd love to go to. Because it's kind of like, it's not like... you know, people in the West taking the piss out of Spain. It's like Spanish doing a kind of like a retro cheesy night, kind of like, you know, and using loads of 60s and 70s stuff. And that track I played in the last show, which I really badly attributed, I was half right. It's La Terremoto, the earthquake, but it's actually flamenco singer called Dolores Vargas. So it's not La Terremoto, it's Asuncion, or what it's called. They actually do intentionally bad covers and dress up in drag and stuff. I'll play some of those as well. But she was intending that to be a proper cover, which is why her version of Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep is quite funny. But it's very funky as well. But anyway, I've totally lost the point now, haven't I? But the Barcelona was, the CD is so much cheaper, and it just annoys the hell out of me. I was doing CD shopping today, and, you know, most of them are like 8-9 quid or more. And, you know, it's like normal CDs, they're like 14-17. You do the maths, you know, just divide it by 1.4. So it's annoying. I think Spanish is one of the cheapest. I don't know, Italy's pretty cheapest. I remember seeing a big kind of sort of rundown. And it's like, why can't they all be the same price? Hopefully the cheapest price. The most expensive place is somewhere like Sweden or something. And then before that, before our rant, there was a... What did we play? Oh, we played Devo, which is Freedom of Choice, which is another one of my purchases. I purchased the best of. And actually went to today and purchased pretty much nearly all of their albums on like little dual compilations they do. So, really, really great song. I know I've played a mashup in the past with Freedom of Choice, a Gohan Productions one. But if you listen to the lyrics, very appropriate, especially with what's going on in America, you know, freedom of choice. You don't want your freedom of choice. Yeah, you've got your freedom of choice. You want freedom from choice. It's just got some it's got some very, very biting lyrics, very slightly sarcastic. And a lot of the other stuff, like Gates of Steel and a few other tracks, I haven't listened to that album yet. I've only heard a few tracks on the best of. Have that really cool kind of like... how do we describe it? They're kind of contradictory. It's like you've got the sort of perky electronic backing and the sort of slightly quirky, happy Devo sound. I mean, Mark's Mother's Boy went on to do Rugrats, for fuck's sake. But then you've got this lyrics are kind of quite sort of dark. It works again. And that's the most successful album. That's 1980. That's Freedom for Choice. That's the one with the flowerpot men. You know, they've got the flowerpot things, of course. And I was sort of reading up a lot on Devo. Some reason Devo just totally passed me by, apart from Whip It. In fact, I texted Kirk and he said, oh, great on the B-52s, because I got the best of the early stuff. More later. And and said, oh, Devo. And he said, oh, but do they have another hit apart from Whip It? Of course they did. And I didn't know that. But it's funny, that was one of the ones, I think both that and the B-52s are from mashups. So people do buy albums from mashups, well, I do. I hear things in mashups and think after a while I think I must check out the original bands. And before that, of course, was the Adam Rossi with Atomic Mint versus Run DMC, Tricky God. Of course, it's Tricky versus, I'd assume that, I don't know the Atomic Mint track, I assume it's Spanish. Yo Quiero, I think that's Spanish. I might be wrong. I think it works pretty well. And So, how did Barcelona go? Well, Barcelona went fairly well. We went up to Parc Güell, which is the place where you've got the part that Gaudi put together. A lot of people have the pictures of, you know, the wavy seats, and you know, it's outside with seats with all the sort of broken tiles on. And it was very interesting how it's kind of, it was like a, it's relevant, it's mashup. It's like it was mashing up different artistic styles and different, you know, you've got like things like the sort of Roman ancient Greek spirals going across the sort of like the Baroque sort of flowery kind of things with, you know, the very sort of more modern sort of using very sort of solid basic colours, you know, and they've all just kind of all been broken up and created into different shapes. It's almost like he's taken all these different designs and just said, I'm just going to create, you know, I'm going to break them all up and make them into my own design. But it looks very random, but it's not. It's obviously been designed. And I saw the Sagrada Familia, which is a cathedral that's been working on for the last 130 years or something like that. I'm reading Homage to Catalonia by George Orwell, which is the book he wrote about the Spanish Civil War and about the area. So that's kind of quite interesting. Interesting stuff about anarchists and communists so far, and the people fighting and how wars are fought and how they have to have some element of organisation. But apparently he said that the guidebooks will tell you that Sagrada Familia was wrecked, the workshops were wrecked by the anarchists. He said that actually they left it, but he would have rather bombed it. That's what John's read the book, and that's what he told me. He said that apparently he says he would have bombed the Sagrada Familia, thought it was ugly, which is quite funny. I thought George Orwell's moustache was ugly, but anyway, each to their own. And we went up to Girona, which is a hilltop town. We went to Vic, which is another town. John went up to the Pyrenees one day, I didn't go. We visited Oxford Cathedral, did the Roman ruins. I love Roman ruins, so if there's any Roman ruins, I'll be there. And just ate loads. Ate loads and tried to stay up late, but we couldn't. I couldn't stay up that late. You know, everything started. People tended to go out at 11, and they wouldn't even start eating till 11. And it's so built in that I'll eat earlier in the evening, and it's like by about 12, 1, I'm flaking out, and that's when they're going out to the pubs. I can't cope with that, you know. So anyway, I just don't have that kind of late night sense. I do if I totally switch around to it, but it takes me a long time. And it's certain times of year I do that and go totally nocturnal. So, anyway, what am I going to play now? Ah, this is a track for, it's not exactly a dedication, but this is another track kind of like for everyone but for Jeb. This is something from the Soundhog mix, which I heard, and it's an old track which I remember hearing about but never got my hands on, and when I heard it in the mix, I went, wow, that's cool. So, if you're thinking about the Christmas show, you might... the one before Barcelona, you might see why I'm playing this. So, Jeb, get a load of this. Oh, it's... For those who hated the glitter jokes, you might want to tune out now.
Bristol Crown Court in 1999. ahead for the people of planet Android. Staring into the networks of space and time. Their eyes were open. But still, they were blind.
That's Pendulum. I have something to admit. It's very embarrassing. There are several Pendulums. There's one which is did the track that I played in a previous show, which has nothing to do with the Pendulum that I've used in remixes or that does does drum and bass tracks with farty bass lines like this one. I love that bit. So that's Pendulum, Another Planet, which I'm playing over because I'm for hours. It's from a very, very good album called Hold Your Colour, which I've just bought. In fact, I bought that tonight, so that's new. That's totally new. That's fresh off the record bag. I've used the Fasten Your Seatbelt before in one of the DJ Nono mixes. So it's a good... But it's got some very good... Slam is good, Prelude is good. A few people have used them in mashups. Very, very, very good. Very worth getting, but it depends if you like that whole drum and bass thing. I feel like you should be going, yo, 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 yo. Culling, culling. Jungle is massive. Anyway, I feel like a pirate radio station all of a sudden. Horrible feeling. Before that was Lumpy with Scrambled Eggs for a Future Generation. I'm going to fade that out before it distracts me too much. Then before that was Enter Acid, Exit Brain by Search and Delete. That's very good, actually. Shame it's only 2 minutes long. It's, of course, a acid sort of a cover version by Search and Delete, otherwise known as Don, otherwise known as Blow Up, of the Enter Sandman Metallica theme. And before that was Shame 69 with No Business. No Business was a back in 2003. I didn't realise the No Business by Negative Land was that old. Apparently they did a split 7-inch single in 2003 with the No Business, which I've played before, you know, the No Business cut up by Negative Land, with that on the B-side. And he's like, oh my god, and listening to it, because it includes samples by Jonathan King. Surprised they didn't do what Soundhog did in the mix, which he actually mixed in some Gary Glitter over the top as well. But I think I prefer the clean original version, just, but I liked his mix as well. It's sort of like it's referring to all the sort of sex scandals, because you had Jonathan King and you had Gary Glitter about the same time getting put away for having underage sex. Or having sort of kiddie porn, or now, of course, the whole thing with Gary Glitter in Vietnam. So I think that's funny. That probably offended everyone again. So back to the old school. I'm going to play a track from. This is another mix from the Soundhog Rinse mix. Another sort of little chunk from that. I do apologise for the sound quality. It's ripped from a DAB radio stream. I don't think Soundtrack hasn't made the original file available. I don't think he will. So apologies for it sounding like it's on a dictaphone. But it's a very good mix.
Trick, don't contradict my style. My purpose is the one without getting wild. and dead. Wait, reflected, I can't be neglected. I'm seized with sickness, and I'm the antiseptic. Visual impact, no time for correction. You're the world champ. Objection, cause I'm the true holder of the title and test. Just sheer intelligence I must manifest. Fully equipped to lift and ready to rip them. I'm on a rotten like Jack, I rip them. Go faster, faster, strike like elastic. Try to close, cause this is dope for plastic. Black.
Smash with Buddhistician, which is Destiny's Child, Sledgehammer, and of course Stevie Wonder, Superstition. And then before that was Soundhog with the obviously inspired mix of Sledgehammer, Uptown, Dope on Plastic, and Stevie Wonder, You Haven't Done Nothing, which obviously sounds a lot like Superstition. But both very good. I'm surprised I haven't played Buddhistician before. I'm really surprised I haven't. Had a look in the back catalogue, unless I sort of named it something odd. I haven't, so I hope you enjoyed that. And this is the end of the show, pretty much. I mean, I was going to do a whole rant about New Year's, which I can hopefully cut down to about a couple of words. Okay, New Year's on a list, shit, what the fuck is Tom Jones doing getting a an award? The train fares are going just gone up in London, and the railways are absolutely crap in this country. It's the most expensive railways in the world. And they've just suddenly gone up over inflation about 9%, or up to about 9% increase. Suddenly the tube fares have gone up to about £3, whether before they were two something. It's just totally crazy, and I just don't know where they get off on that, really. And I just know that the only thing that apparently is to pay for improvements, but the only improvements that will happen will be to their pockets. The whole New Year's Honours thing just seems totally crazy. Some of the people they honoured were like, what the hell have they actually done to the rest of the world, apart from gyrate around or kind of sell loads? It's a lot like the Brits. It's all about selling. You know, what do you sell? You sell loads of loads of records, or you sell loads of produce, then they love you and you get an award eventually just for doing your job. It's just very strange. Oh yes, and one thing I want to talk about is that I'm going to take a mashup out of the name of Radio Clash. It's just been called the Radio Clash Podcast, and that's what it really originally was. And then I added mashup to kind of define it and make it easy to find the search engines and such kind of things for Google-esqueness. And I'm kind of unhappy with that, because although you might be surprised, because the show is actually quite a lot of mashups, you might notice the last show I had very few mashups in. I actually, like with all these lovely records I just bought, although some of them I might actually mash up, you never know. It's going to be, I don't know, I'm sort of having this thing at the moment where I apart from the mashups I played today, I'm kind of not really listening. I am listening to mashups, but the kind of stuff I've heard before, and I'm on the lookout for things that really excite me, and I want to play stuff that is really good, and I don't want to play stuff which I'm not 100% with, just because I think that, you know, I have to play it because it's a mashup podcast. There are other mashup podcasts now, like Make Some Noise. Unfortunately, Ross of Mashup seems to have stopped. Ross, if you're listening, you have to continue. This is the voice of the Mysterons. Just in case he is, start your podcast again. This is an order. Because he seems to have stopped, which is really sad, because both me and Andy from Make Some Noise were just kind of sad about that. We both liked Ross's podcast. We loved you, Ross. And also, this is to go out to Ken and Squibb of the Ken and Squibb Show. I do hope you're just having a pause. Please don't have podfaded, because we like you a lot. We like your show. You also got things like Dance Cast, and who also play mashups and stuff. So I just kind of feel that they're doing the whole professional show thing. I'm going to take it the other way and do an unprofessional show. Yay! I'm going to sort of just play music that I like, and some of it will be mashups, some of it won't. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it, because I was feeling bad. I was almost like kept saying sorry for the lack of mashups, or sorry if it's a lot of mashups and nothing else. I'm just going to play whatever, but I'm just going to try and make it really good music, and also there's going to be a few, maybe more rants from me, I don't know, depends how it goes, and I'm trying to do as little as editing as possible, because it just gets a bit too much. This is kind of all the changes of 2006, and I'm going to do a few other things as well, in the new year, a few different things, just kind of mash up the format a bit. It's getting too much like a format, and anybody who's listened to the show since day one will know. As soon as I, like with the history of bootleg, as soon as it gets into a sort of a rut, I like get bored. And again, that might come back. I'm sort of planning to do some more on that at some point. I'm just very crap at sort of, not crap at delivery. I can do it, but it's sort of like, as soon as I feel I have to, I just start kicking back and I start getting pissed off with it. And I play out with a track, which is, I blame Jeb for this, because he keeps playing New Order on his show on his £50 note. So I had to dig out all of my MP3s. It's a track from the first album, and this is actually a case of Peter Hook singing. Because when Ian Curtis died, they all three of them, Stephen Morris, Peter Hook, and Bernie Sumner, actually tried singing out. And so several of the tracks on this album have different vocalists. The Stephen Morris tracks haven't survived. You can't find them online. They do exist. There are demos, but I think he obviously just keeps going around deleting them or something. So this is Dreams Never End for New Order. I hope you enjoy this. Jeb, I hope you enjoy this, and I'll see you soon. Hello, this is Radio Clash, show 59, and it's 2006. Happy New Year, but New Year. Blah, 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 blah. Blah. Happy New Everyone.